This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, so I think as we start this podcast, first, apologies from Al and I, because we did not give you one yesterday, or the extra one yesterday, because we had a meeting that ran really long. But we're here today.
Yeah, I had a number of people that thought because of, yesterday's warm-up show, I was going crazy, screaming and stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
And people thought you had had it with me that you weren't doing the post-game podcast with me yesterday.
Not at all.
But I said, no, it was just bad timing. We had a meeting for the live show, which went over.
Yeah.
Because we really ran through the entire show. We did like a run-through, which really took up a lot of time.
Yes.
I don't know if you have this with the U.S. Mail, Jerry. Are you signed up for the emails from the post office where they'll send you a picture of your mail?
No.
Oh, I have this. I signed up for this at some point where every day in the morning, the U.S. post office will send you a picture of all the mail you're getting that day.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty accurate. Most of the time it has everything.
Right.
And I don't check my mail every day because I have a shared mailbox in a condo, so it's not like right outside my door.
Right.
And no real mail comes anymore, so I don't really...
It's all nonsense.
It's all nonsense. So I go like once every 2 weeks to my mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yesterday I saw something that came in the mail, and I didn't even go to my mailbox yesterday. I forgot. Jury duty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of excited about it. I am kind of excited about the possibility. Now, I'll probably never get picked.
Probably not. Because isn't it a numbers game for the first cuts?
Yeah, the first cuts is a numbers game, yeah. Right? And then if you get down there where you have to go, it's freehold for me because I'm Monmouth County.
Yep.
Then I guess from there, I think I actually went... trying to think when a number of years ago I thought I went to
but then sometimes the cases get settled out of court and they don't need you.
Yeah,
that does happen a lot too.
Yeah, but I know what's weird is that they'll tell you like you have to report on Monday. Mm-hmm. And you won't find out till Friday afternoon.
Right, you call a number and they'll let you know if they need you or not.
If they need you or not. So
I had that. It's gotta be, it was when we first moved into the house we're in now, so it's about 7 years ago, where I got called in for jury duty, and I called and I had to go in. They dismissed me before lunch.
Yeah.
So I was off from work. You know, it might have been, maybe it wasn't this show because it was Boomer and Carton at the time. Oh, no. It was right before I moved in. It was the summer of 2017, I think, was the last time. And I know I've been waiting for it to come again because it's been a while now.
Well, I feel like I went down to Freehold, which... That would only be if I was I was in Bradley Beach. Was Matawan still Monmouth?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
absolutely.
So that's when it was.
Yeah.
That's when it had to be. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'll see. I got to, when I go home today, I'm going to remember to go to my mailbox and
very
see what's
exciting.
Going on. It could be very exciting.
Very exciting.
Imagine I get on like a really big case. It is like crazy.
Yeah.
There's a documentary. I get to appear in the documentary. I write a book about my experience.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Who needs to get up and go to work anymore?
No, not me anymore, Jerry. I've got this this great case that I'm going to be a juror, and I'm going to go to be the foreman.
Oh, great.
I want to be foreman.
Foreman Al.
D- the foreman of the jury.
Go for it, man. It sounds great. I would like to give props to the U.S. Postal Service, just since you mentioned them.
Yeah.
I'm blown away by the way it works. And I know it's computerized. I get that. But I cannot. So, like yesterday, Boomer, I gave Boomer my calendar, and he mentioned it. And got a solid amount of orders. And I got them out. As soon as I got home, I go, I do all the postage, and I drop them off. I looked this morning. They were already en route.
Yeah.
Like, it is fascinating to me how fast they get stuff out. It just, it blows me away. And it's, I know supposedly they say it's a dying business because of FedEx and Amazon. I don't know how, because I go there, there's a million people there, and the amount of packages that are going out is insane.
Or even just a letter. Like, if you bring a letter to the post office and you're dropping it off in your town, like, it's in another state by the afternoon.
It could be. It definitely could be.
Wild.
I know I've got, yesterday, and we've talked about this, I had calendars from yesterday I had one going to Wyoming. I had one going to, well, I always have one going to Texas. That's not unusual. Virginia Beach, and Hilton Head Island. They're already en route. Like, they'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just crazy that this piece of paper can start in Bradley Beach, and by tomorrow afternoon could theoretically be in Las Vegas. And they get it to the exact place it's supposed
right,
to go
right
to.
Right at your doorstep.
Man, pretty
and every
wild.
Once in a while when you get somebody else's mail, you're like, what the hell are they doing over there?
Right, and it's the door next door. Like, what are they doing? They sorted it wrong. Yeah. Shoot them. I mean, come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I know. No, this is very impressive.
Yeah, it is.
There's a missing black cat.
Oh, no. I had a black cat.
In Bradley Beach. And I so want to be
like a pet cat?
Yeah,
or
a pet cat who is normally an indoor cat.
Uh-oh.
And they occasionally, I think this is a story, they occasionally let it out, and it's just in the little area, but it went.
Yeah, I don't trust cats with that.
And I so want to be the hero, Jerry.
You know what? That's a good hero to be.
I would love to be the hero and find this black cat. I saw a cat the other day, but it had white paws.
Okay.
And this one is all black, no white paws. I would just love to be able to call the owners.
Yeah.
And
News 12.
And News 12. Mm-hmm. Mainly, I would call News 12 after I turned down the reward.
Is there a reward?
I always wanted to turn down a reward.
But you really don't want, you just want the credit.
Yeah. So the credit's good enough. Like, you can't imagine giving someone back their cat that's been lost, and you happen to find the cat, and then accepting like $100. That feels so bizarre.
I agree. There's a show on CBS. I don't know if it's still on. It was relatively new. Tracker, it was called. And I only saw 3 episodes. It was good. I don't know why I lost interest, maybe because I don't watch TV very often. But I did watch the first 3 episodes, and the premise of his business is he is a reward seeker, and he goes out looking for missing people or whatever the case might be. And obviously it's a show, so he runs into all sorts of obstacles. Yeah. But at the end, I'm like you. It's like you return, you know, your 8-year-old daughter that was abducted. Okay, where's my $250 now?
Yeah.
Like $250,000. And they can't wait to write the check. It's like, I'm with you. You feel a little dirty.
Oh, it feels very dirty.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I hope you find that cat because as someone that owned a black cat for about 11 or, I'm sorry, for she died at 18 and we got her when she was 3 or 4. So we had her for like 14 years. Sad, that makes me sad.
Yeah. But I wonder too, like if you see a black cat and there's a black cat missing, what... Like, I cannot approach a cat. Cats are, like, gone like that. You know what I mean?
Well, what
like,
you can do is let them know.
Immediately call them and say, hey, I saw the
and
black
keep an
cat
eye on, it.
On this block, and it went this way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's your black cat, but it was a black cat. They got to be getting...
Does it have a collar? Because that you could tell.
I don't think so.
Oh, shoot.
I don't recall. There's a picture on the Bradley Beach Facebook page.
Yeah.
Which is how I went and looked at it and saw it didn't have white paws.
Damn.
But yeah, that just seems like even when people say my dog is missing, it's like, well, you can't, I'm not going to catch your dog.
No, but like I said, you could at least, if you see it, make the phone call and kind of follow it a little bit to keep it with an eye shot.
Or at least they know it was in this part of the neighborhood at this time.
Also, just to give them peace of mind for the moment that it's still alive means a lot.
That's true.
Because that is, I remember my sister when she was married to her first husband. They had a dog. It wasn't a beagle. It was like a beagle mix. It was a great dog, really was. And somehow it got out of the house. They lived in a townhouse, too, so they had to take it for walks. I guess one of them went out the back to do something with a barbecue, and it snuck out, and neither one of them realized that she was gone for a couple hours, because why would you think anything? It never only went out for walks. And that dog was missing for like 10 days. And we wound up finding it, which is crazy, along the train tracks about 3 miles from their house. And it was their dog, collar and everything, and like crazy stuff.
Man.
But you know, you start after 3 weeks, you start to think, all right, you feel horrible, you're upset. And then next thing you know, the dog's back.
Yeah, a lot of people that don't have a dog that's, they say, is chipped.
Mm-hmm.
I think don't understand what it means, because I was confused at the time, but I do have a dog now that's chipped.
Yeah.
And if my dog was missing, they can't see where my dog is with the chip. It's so not.
What's the chip for?
What the chip does is if somebody finds the dog and they take it to a vet and they scan it, they can see who the owner is.
I didn't know
but
that.
But it doesn't track the dog. I didn't either.
I thought that was the whole point of it.
Yeah, I thought it the same thing too. I thought it was like a GPS in your dog.
Like, why wouldn't they do that?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought that was.
Same here. I was like, oh, my dog's microchipped. I don't have to put any
ID
on it.
You used to be worried, but at least you can go find it. Wow.
I saw a video of a dog that was missing for, it was a very long time, and then they got the dog back. Mm-hmm. It got picked up by the pound somewhere, but it was all these months later.
Wow.
That must be so confusing for the dog.
I would think so.
Like that dog that was walking the railroad tracks.
Yeah. To where?
He didn't know, where is he going?
Last stop, Bayhead. You're right.
And where, like cats, I feel like can survive outdoors.
If they're not, if they have their claws.
Yeah.
They need their front claws.
But as far as like finding food, somehow these cats, they eat birds. I don't know what a dog.
They're wild animals.
Yeah, like how's a dog surviving?
I think the same way. I mean, if it's survival.
Yeah.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What gets me is when you hear these stories of mostly cats, when they will find their way, you know, they got lost or something happened and they find their way back 100 miles. Like,
yes.
What? How?
That's what I'm hoping. This cat knows it's home.
Right. And just show, because there's a lot of people that own cats that are outdoor cats. They'll be gone for days at a time. And I don't know how that's a pet of yours. I really don't.
Right.
That's got to be, if you're not worried every time you can't find your animal, then is it really your pet or is it just a wild animal that roams your property?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
So, yeah. All right, hopefully I become a hero.
I hope you do.
We get the cat back.
That would be a great story on a Feel Good Friday if you could find that cat today in the rain.
Oh, man. And you know I'm calling News 12.
I hear you.
A lost cat in the neighborhood.
And yes, I was the hero.
But one hero stepped up.
That'd be funny if you had two features on News 12, both involving animals.
One was a dog fight.
By the way, did you see the poor woman that got attacked and killed by her pit bull?
No.
In her apartment?
Where was that at?
I think it was somewhere in New York. I was in the
really?
Post I saw this morning. Yeah. Sad.
Man.
Yep.
Your own dog turns on you. That's wild.
Yeah, that sucks.
All for all we do for these dogs, unless she was, I don't know what.
I don't either.
The status was with her and her dog, but if she was on friendly, good terms taking care of this dog and it turned on her, that is some move by a dog.
I
you
know.
Punks dog. You
that sucks.
Punk dogs.
Yep.
We feed you. We walk you. We pick up your poop. I've always thought about this. They say dogs have a huge sense of smell,
mm-hmm.
like way more powerful than humans.
Yeah.
What is my dog, when I pick up the dog's poop in the bag, I can, even when it's tied up, I could still smell it. The dog has to then clearly smell it.
Just filled with poop scent.
Like, why is this guy carrying this around?
I don't know, but it's got to love you for it.
I guess. I would think she'd be like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
What are you doing?
I do not know the answer to that.
Here's a random question, Jerry, that I thought of while... Oh, I know how I thought of this when Gio was telling the story about the underwear.
Okay.
In your home, do you have one hamper where all the clothes go? Or does each room have its own hamper?
Each room. That having been said, So when I grew up, I don't know how your mom was, but
yeah.
When I grew up, we had hampers in our room, and every Saturday, we would have to bring the hamper down, and my mom would do the laundry on Saturday and Sunday. It was pretty much the way it was. And if something needed to be done during the week, no problem, she would do it. My wife, though, and I tell her all the time, you're nuts. There's never more than a couple of things in the hamper. She washes clothes every day. Now, I know I get it. It's not 1750. We're not going down to the lake and rinsing out clothes. I know that. But it's still a lot of work to get it in there and then to put it in the dryer and then to fold it all.
Pain in the ass.
To where we are at the point now in my house, the hampers are pointless. Because after we shower, we basically wrap our clothes that we took off before we took the shower, wrap it in the towel, it all goes in the washing machine. She washes clothes every night. And I'm like, what are you doing? How about our ideas? Why don't you come back to every other day? Oh, it's too much then. Okay, I mean, I guess. But so much different.
Yeah.
But we do have one in each room.
Every room, okay. Because we had just one hamper growing up. It was in the bathroom.
Oh, really?
It was like a big wooden hamper. But all of our clothes would get in there.
Yeah, it's your soiled stuff was with your sister's soiled stuff, with your dad's soiled stuff.
Right.
You're gross.
And especially like with teenage girls and me, I was having wet dreams. Oh, and then I was taking that underwear, balling it up, and putting it in the bottom of the hamper.
And that was getting balled up with your sister's underwear? Oh, God.
But then my mother's the one who sorted the clothing. She had to be like, what is going on in here? Do you think she knew about that?
Well, as she was trying to pry your underwear apart, probably. Why is this a little rigid and sticky?
And I was wearing tighty whities back then, so it was like, just...
What a disaster.
When it happens and you ball up your underwear and bury it, it's one thing. When it dries, it turns a color.
It's petrified.
Yeah. God.
And your mom dealt with that.
I've never had the heart to ask her about it.
Yeah, you know what? At this point, let it go. I think you can just leave that one alone.
You think she'd be fine not answering that?
You need to have that conversation with her. You know what I had? I had the Dallas Cowboys, which was probably, not probably, because I have it now in my office studio downstairs. It's a trash bin.
Yeah.
But that's what my parents, like every few years, they gave me a new one. That was my hamper. It was the Dallas Cowboys, like, metal trash bin.
I had one of those. I had Cowboys.
Yeah.
Same as you. Cowboys.
That's before you turned out to be a fraudulent fan. But,
I was a very big Cowboy fan.
That was actually my hamper. And it would be overfilled every week.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They weren't very big.
It didn't hold very much.
But I would stack. The clothes would be going. So I had the basket in the corner. The clothes would be going up the wall. But that's what I did.
Yeah. Because you had all your clothes. Especially in the winter. The clothes are bulkier.
Very much so.
In a quick follow-up, Jerry, to a story we brought you here exclusively on the post-game podcast, remember we got an email from a fellow who didn't know what to do?
Yes.
As a summary, he had a girlfriend.
Yep.
He met this girl with a boyfriend. They had incredible chemistry. They got it on. He broke up with his girlfriend. She did not break up with her boyfriend.
Went the other way.
She made him a fiancé, then made it her husband.
And still was getting it on.
And they were still both getting it on. Well, he says that it has been, I believe, 2 or more weeks he has had no contact with her.
Him.
He has cut it off.
Good. Good for him.
So hopefully he could keep that up.
I hope he does. He'll be better for it.
Yeah.
And then he just needs to find another girl, and he will be fine.
Correct.
There's a lot of fish in the sea, as they say.
That's what they say.
Like it's like we, you and I have always talked about this, and anytime I'm on a plane, I always think about it. Like in his, all of our worlds are tiny. I mean, when you think about the scope of the earth, our little worlds are just minuscule, and our circles are small, some smaller than others, some bigger than others. And, you know, you fly over the United States and you look down, you see all these homes. And it's like, if I look down right now in that one little home, there's a man and his wife and their little kids, and they've got problems like everybody else. And yet, if you look around, there's millions of people out there. He will find another gal pal, and he will be fine. And one day he'll look back and be like, wow, you believe I was doing that girl when she was married?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Right. When you zoom out, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
You see the world at a different perspective.
It's just, yes. Just on your block alone. Forget the state, the country, the world. Just take like the block you live on and how many hundreds of people there are.
Yeah.
It's just nuts.
Yeah, it is pretty wild.
It is crazy.
Hmm. Did you see...
Food arrived.
The food arrived?
Yeah.
What kind of meats we got?
We got turkey. Jerry, make sure you get out there and get some stuff.
I will. I see a parade of people going towards it, though.
It's crazy how much food's from Chubbs.
Chubbs?
Yeah, out on Long Island.
Okay. It's, I'm going to have some of that.
And it's all turkey. You love turkey.
I love turkey.
Love turkey. Turkey,
okay? Love, I'll definitely have some turkey. You got it.
Homer smacking him in the head.
Turkey, right?
Turkey for you? No, I'll get my own turkey.
Rubbing his turkey neck right now.
I'm going to make my own turkey. Jerry, did you see the strange thing going on with Jay Leno?
Yes, where he fell down a hill or something.
He's got half his face is black and blue.
Yes.
He's wearing an eye patch.
Yes, and when he took the eye patch off, you see why he's wearing an eye patch.
No.
It looks terrible.
He claims he fell down a hill while staying at a Hampton Inn.
Oh, I didn't realize that part. I thought it was like a bike accident or something.
No, he had an accident a couple of years ago where he was working on one of his old cars and got scalded in the
that
face.
I do remember that.
By like burning battery acid or the radiator.
He's not a young man either.
No.
Like, how does he survive that?
I don't know. He looks in really rough shape.
Yeah, I know that.
I know some people are like calling Fugazi, like, oh, what really happened? Did he fall?
But what does that benefit him? He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
What is he, in his late 70s? What are we trying to come back to be on the Late Show again?
Like, yeah.
He does that show with his cars. He's got all the money he'll ever need. I actually thought about this. Talk about money real quick. I'm sorry to end back to Jay Leno. Daniel Jones got $80 million for the last 2 years alone, right?
Is that right? I thought it was $40 million.
Per year.
Oh, my God.
He signed a four-year, $160 million deal, voidable after the second year. So he's going to get $80 million when all is said and done just for these last 2 years. Forget what he made his first four. Let's throw those away. After taxes, let's say he comes away with $40 million. Do you realize if he never made another dime, and let's say he tried to live on $25,000 a month. Not a ton of money, but that's a good amount. $300,000 a month. $30,000 a month. He would spend roughly $350,000 a year. In 10 years, that's only $3.5 million. Times four, which is 40 years, which would take him into his late 60s, you'd be talking about times four. He still has only spent, think about this, $14 million and would still have $26 million in the bank if he never accrued any interest. Think about, I only say from the standpoint of how much money these guys make is insane.
Yeah.
And how they sit there and they wait for every, like this Juan Soto crap. Why are we pinching for every last? Think about what we're talking about.
I also heard, I don't know what the formula is, but somewhere in there, I've heard this many times, that like when you look at your investments, if you let's say you're doing a 401k or an IRA, they say every 7 years it doubles.
Okay,
right. So let's say Daniel Jones has $40 million in the bank, and
he puts $30 million into an investment, making 8 or 9% a year.
Right. So let's say he puts $30 million in investment, and he spends $1 million a year. Mm-hmm. In 7 years, that $30 million will now be $60
million. Yeah. That's where, when you get to that point where your money is really working for you.
Yeah.
And that's where everybody should want to be, obviously.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know. It highlighted I don't know why I was thinking of this morning. I guess because I felt bad for him because there was a video of him looking so sad at practice yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I started doing the math. I'm like, this dude is good for literally 75 years if he makes it that long.
Yeah. I'd just go coach high school football or something. That'd be so great.
Why not?
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea. You know who does that? Nick Mangold. Remember him?
Yeah. Yes. I would even do quarterbacks only. And
why
even
not?
If it's volunteer.
Yes, just to give you something to do.
Something to do. Going to someplace. They're going to go sit in an office. Go hang out somewhere.
I couldn't agree more. So based on that math, I figure you've got another 60 years. You're good. You don't have to work.
Another 60 years? Well, I ain't there yet, Jerry. I need that money to double. I need another 7 years.
I hear you.
All right, let's do the warm-up show. We did that this morning, Jerry. We come in here tomorrow. It'll be Friday.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.